B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for Sound Off. First of all, congratulations. Our winner, the tickets, Sam Hassan. He wins a pair of tickets to see Incubus on Sunday, August 23rd. Also, wins a pair of tickets to see Tim McGraw and Luke Combs at the Citizens Bank Park on Saturday, September 12th, courtesy of our friends at Testa North America, the choice of HVAC techs. Okay, let's go Sound Off. 610-771-9705. That's how you get in. You got something to say? Hit us up. Let's roll it.
This is the type of 76ers team that we need to see game in and game out. When they commit to getting the ball inside, they are that elite team. They pounded them out inside. They outscored them by over 20 points. And they're not jacking up all them threes, man.
Yeah, they had a much smoother flow. They were engaged. Defensive closeouts were But I don't know. Maybe they say this is a game for the All-Star break. Let's let it hang out. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon. This is the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame calling. We are going to suspend operations on the Furkan Korkmaz wing of the building. Oh. So, again, just wanted to let you know that we're going to suspend operations.
Oh, no. The people just hated the fact that he looked the way he did last night because they lost. They lost their edge on me, Tyrone. They lost the edge.
I asked people last night, hey, would you fry with him the rest of this game? He's struggling. Most people were like, no. A couple people were like, you and Mikey Miss just hate him. Like, I'm just asking a question.
I didn't say one word about him. People were inquiring to me. I wasn't going to like throw dirt on him. But people were going, well, how about that Korkmaz? You know, I just replied to people last night.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it looks like Joe and Ben played together nicely in the sandbox last night. Not only that, after the game, their little handshake and bro chest tap kind of thing looked a little warm and fuzzy.
You see, I noticed that too. Ben making, I think Joe didn't want it. Ben forced it. And Ben began to give it up and they, you know, pat each other. It was a chest pat.
That's a weird thing about human nature. It's hard to be mean to a person who's being nice to you, like to your face. It's hard to do.
It's exactly right.
The only time that Korkmaz stood out tonight was when he airballed that three, when that pass from the bin hit him in the chest, and when he was getting torched on defense. Seems like for every three-pointer he hits, there are four or five plays where he looks completely lost.
I'm not going to say another word about him, except when he plays this the bin. He played with Steven last night.
Can't play the drop after you get zero points.
No.
Can't do it.
He played with Steven.
As far as Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons is concerned, I don't know if they like each other or they don't. It's probably more Ben than anything because Ben does seem to be a little standoffish. As long as they can play well together, they can play together for another 10 years. Mm-hmm. The reason that Shaq and Kobe couldn't play together is because Kobe was tired of Shaq always coming in out of shape. Maybe that's Ben's issue with Joel Embiid.
And I tell him Embiid, I have an issue with Ben. All right, so they both have issues with each other that are legit.
On Monday, I called for Brett's head, but I really liked how he brought Horford off the bench. That might have been his first strong coaching move all year.
One win over the Clippers at home, and he's Red Auerbach. I love it!
And people, they hate Al Horford. Like, they hate Al Horford. So you bitched that bum Horford, and now you're a great coach. Like, they hate Horford.
Yeah, they do.
I am sick and tired of everyone downing the fan. Yeah, I am entitled. I'm entitled to critique any product I am paying for. So I am entitled to critique him. Get over it.
You're absolutely right. I like, this fan thing, I understand where fans are coming from. And again, fans are fans. They react. They knee-jerk react. They have impetus that makes the, that triggers this, where they react. They don't analyze.
I'm tired of coddling these overpaid stiffs and Embiid and Simmons. All those drama queens. It's disgraceful. Trade them for the best deal you can, and let's move on.
There it is. There it is. Cole area hate surfacing again.
But today?
Well, he couldn't have seen the game last night. That's my man from up north. Yeah. He couldn't have watched the game last night.
I don't know if Michael Rubin and the ownership group is going to allow it, but I think this summer they got to move ahead, start building this team around Ben Simmons, and get Joel Embiid out of here. I find it hard to believe that his antics is not causing issues within the locker room. Anybody who comes in with horrible body language, being overall negative, it brings you down and it affects your work. I think he has to go, man.
Was this 2 days ago, these last two calls?
I don't know.
Like, you could have made these calls after last night's game.
Maybe they don't.
Right? And Michael Rubin and the ownership group. I'm glad to hear I wonder how Josh Harris felt about that comment. Michael Rubin owns a small piece like Hyman Roth cut in The Godfather 2. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedics Same Day Joint Replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
Good riddance. See you later.
I want everybody to enjoy your cake. So, enjoy. That was Sound Off. Coming up, Devon Givens and then Joe Torti right here on 97.5 The Fanatic on TV. Stay tuned on NBC Sports Philly for Quick Slants. Great day, everybody. Thanks for participating, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.